The U.S. Department of Agriculture presents Strike Force for Rural Growth and Opportunity, providing assistance to help grow American agriculture and increase opportunity for rural communities. RC&D members from around the country came to Reno, Nevada in 2016 for the biannual national conference. As part of the conference, members traveled to Hungry Valley to take part in a community service project at the Reno Sparks Indian Colony. The USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, the Reno Sparks Indian Colony, the University of Nevada Cooperative Extension Service, and the Hungry Valley Child Care Center made this project possible.
My name is B.C. Ledesma, and I work here at the Reno Sparks Indian Colony. I'm the environmental specialist in our environmental program. I'm a tribal member, and I live out here in Hungry Valley. Well, at the environmental program, we have two grants that we work with, which is a GAP grant and a clean air grant. So right now we're working on a lot of recycling options and how to expand our solid waste options and waste stream diversion. And also we're a main focus of the clean air grant that I'm looking at right now is improving the indoor air quality in our tribal Head Start. Well, I'm really glad to see the hoop house be built out here today, because as the environmental program specialist, I really get a lot of community requests of people that have been saying, we want a community garden, can you get that back going? And unfortunately, that's not something that my grant program can take care of, but I'm glad that other resources were reached and that was able to happen. One of our local vendors, which is Ace Hardware, which is locally owned, I facilitated the plant donation from a really nice lady who just was asking questions about what we have, do we have a community garden, and so she was able to bring the plant materials out today, and so that was a really amazing partnership that we're really glad to get that support. And then once one organization supports us, it tends to be a snowball effect, and we can just do more and go from there, and then our community can benefit by having a garden that they've been asking for.
The USDA's Strike Force initiative helps underserved farmers and landowners access conservation assistance. Strike Force isn't just about funding. It's about relationships.
I'm Lynn Sprague. I'm the executive director of the Southwestern RC&D Council, which covers the seven western counties of North Carolina. For other people, probably the Smoky Mountains would describe where I come from. This conference has really fit us to a T. First of all, in Strike Force, we have, out of my seven counties, six of them are Strike Force counties. We've taken a high tunnel initiative with those Strike Force counties, and we have established what's called hoop houses. We have about 125 that are now under construction or active. We have some that were homemade builds, you know, the Mother Earth types. And then we now have about 58 applications for new ones. So when you look at a small area like ours, if we can get 200 of those into some type of commercial operations, that'll be a significant economic factor in our territory. There's several benefits. One is, if you think of season extension, by having just an unheated greenhouse, you can usually get crops in about 2 months earlier than open field grown, and then you can extend that in some of our areas all the way into December, and if you do some of those real hardy greens, you can almost go 12 months a year with some type of product coming out of your hoop house. Well, we have restaurants that team up with 2-3 hoop houses. We have hoop houses that supply to local places, farmer markets, even stores and things. And that season extension allows us to have fresh vegetables, healthy vegetables, practically all year round.
Hi, my name is Mary Thompson. I'm a member of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians from North Carolina. I serve on the Council for Native American Farmer and Rancher. I'm a board member with the National Association of RC&D Councils. And I'm a small farmer, I'm a basket weaver, and I'm a potter. I, May Lee, Tama Shani, Nole, Kolanayi is my community. I think one of the challenges that Strike Force has been able to help eliminate is just the education of the resources that are available. We have a lot of the USDA programs within the counties, and getting that information to the tribal members is, I think, been a barrier. But since Strike Force has come into play, I think we've kind of nipped that a little bit. And that's not specific to Cherokee. I see that all across Indian country. I think some of those success stories you've seen right here at this conference, in that the extension programs, the hoop house projects, the crop insurance, is people are starting to utilize. Nevada gave some numbers and statistics about what's going on here in this state, and North Carolina is a strike force state. We've done some projects there. So I think just the increase, or the percentages have increased from the local Native American farmers, and they are utilizing these projects. That to me is success. I think, you know, first off, we need to get the attention of young people. We need to educate them about where their food comes from, and just getting them involved in agriculture, in conservation programs and projects. And I think that is that message is starting to get out there. You know, you've got Food Corps, you've got different groups that, and the young group that were here that spoke in the last session. You know, that's a prime example of getting the message out. I guess that's really the main thing, is just educating them about what's out there and what's available.
Projects such as this Hoop House High Tunnel Initiative can benefit communities all across the country. Rural Americans face many unique challenges. The USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service has developed a program to partner with rural communities and regions around the country on projects they support to promote economic growth. This program is part of a collaborative effort that complements the Strike Force initiative to raise awareness of the different USDA programs and assistance available to underserved producers.
My name is Chris DeFries. I'm the Civil Rights Manager for the state of Oklahoma for USDA Rural Development, and I'm the Native American Coordinator for Outreach in Oklahoma. The Strike Force Initiative identifies persistent poverty in the state, and we've got 32 counties that have been designated as having persistent poverty above the line for the last 20 years. So what we've done is we've made a really concerted effort. My boss, Ryan McMullen, who's the state director for RD, Jerry Eifert is the Strike Force Coordinator for RD, and then you've got a phenomenal group, NRCS. Gary O'Neill is the State Conservationist, and Dr. Carol Crouch is the State Strike Force Coordinator. So what we've done in Oklahoma is we've put together kind of like a task force, if you will, of the Farm Service Agency, Rural Development, Natural Resource Conservation Service, with special emphasis on those persistent poverty areas. And in Oklahoma, you can't really mention rural communities without talking about the Native American tribes. So as the Native American coordinator, along with Carol Crouch, who kind of leads that effort, we try to go in and provide resources, technical assistance and financial assistance in the form of loans and grants, to try to help, whether it's the tribal community or whether it's the other populations of minorities or individuals under that poverty level, to help them accomplish whatever goals they've set. A lot of the rural communities have small school districts that need money. And right now we have a school called Mill Creek Schools that, as a school project, they had hatched about 6 chicks. And one of the students had come to one of the NRCS employees and was almost in tears, saying that, you know, we don't even have money to feed these chicks. So that story led to Dr. Carol Crouch talking to our Citizens of Potawatomi Nation to get a small money amount to feed those chicks. And then when USDA got involved as a group, we went down there, and they needed a barn being built, and they needed transport to show their hogs and to have a good ag class going on in their school. And they also wanted to be FFA, Future Farmers of America. So USDA Rural Development was able to give them a community facilities grant for $50,000. But part of the requirement for this grant is you have to have matching funds. They didn't have matching funds. So the Chickasaw Nation, Governor Anitubby, provided the $50,000 match they needed for this $50,000 grant. So now they had $100,000 to start their FFA program to build this 40 by 60 barn to house the hogs they were going to take to show. And one of the kids raised this hog to take to the show, and he made $1,250 off the sale of this hog. And one of the highlights is the teacher's name is Justin Reed, who should be the teacher of the year for the work that he's doing with these students. So when they allocated the money, the community came in on a weekend, took their time off, the parents, teachers, police officers. Within 48 hours, they had built this barn.
People from all over the country participated in the Hoop House project at Hungry Valley.
Samantha Rambo, I work with the Reno Sparks Indian Colony as the 4th and 5th case manager. I was raised on the Pyramid Lake Paiute Reservation, but I do have family ties here on the Reno Sparks Indian Colony. So I'm the 477 case manager for the Reno Sparks Indian Colony, and what my job entails is the Summer Youth Employment Program. So when I was given this opportunity about building a hoop house, I presented it to my summer youth program because we really want our summer youth to be involved with their community, and this was a great way of showing their part to in the community. Seeing that most of these kids were raised in Reno, Nevada, they're not so much exposed to the outdoors as it is located in the middle of downtown Reno. So when they first came on to this, they weren't very experienced or educated about it. But through this experience right now, they're learning about the soil, they're learning about different plants, they're learning about consuming a small space but still producing a lot of plants and a lot of produce too. So it's just really educating them, because there's not a lot of farmers around here, so they're not really exposed to all that farming lifestyle. You just come to the colony, you don't see any farms or any ranches out here, so they're getting educated through this hoop house, which is great.
My name's Randy M, and I work with Cooperative Extension with the University of Nevada, Reno. They have resources to build it. FSA has what they call microloans if you don't have the funding. However, materials alone, we're about anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 for materials, depending on what you want and what you want to do. The rest of it is learning how to do it. One thing that we do suggest is that you get fairly close to a water source, a faucet, to where you can hook up your drip system to. Because if you have to start dragging hoses here and there, and oftentimes you don't water the plants as much as they should. And with a hoop house, you don't need to. You just need to water them for a certain period of time. And another thing that we've done too is we've put these up at elementary schools and at Walker River and Urington and Smith Valley Elementary Schools for our Veggies for Kids program. And it has proven to be a very good experience for the kids and the teachers, because they can go out and use their educational curriculum and tie into what is growing in the hoop house and what they do. So yes.
The USDA NRCS is committed not only to improving access to programs, but also to making USDA programs work better while enhancing the viability and profitability of small farms and ranches, beginning farmers, and socially disadvantaged farmers, as well as promoting and assisting in the development of sustainable rural communities. Get involved with Strike Force. You can learn more about the Strike Force initiative by visiting usda.gov/strikeforce, or you can contact your local Resource Conservation and Development Council.